Ishdil Irniposi O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his lately honored disciples and all the apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and act according to your holy gospel, through the praise of our sins.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Also, O our Master, all those who have bidden us, remember them in our supplication and prayers, which we offer up into you, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. Ευ εσμαρότ, εν γεύες νεύχεν ευράν την ηγόμ, Κύριε ευλογισόν, εν κοκάτα λόκαν αγέιον τον αγνωσμά.
Σασί Κύριε.
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, may his blessings
be with us all. Amen.
A reading from the Psalms of our father David the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me. Comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who have glory forever. Amen. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind them weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of their head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, Teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to them, You have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair of the head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to him little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Give us the bread and forgive our trespasses as we forgive our trespasses against us.
Ben Christos Isos Ben Joyce.